Gary Roll's family say he was suffering a mental health emergency last August when Hamilton County Sheriff's deputies tased him. He died shortly afterward. Attorney Al Gerhardstein acknowledges the department has made progress on taser policies since Sheriff Jim Neal took office, but he argues it's not enough.
In the future, we hope that the county sheriff's department will have proper policies, training, and supervision on these very, very important issues of mental health and taser.
The suit alleges the department violated protocols on calling for mental health professionals and additional deputies for backup. It also argues Roll was tased in the chest, which is against protocol. A sheriff's department investigation at the time reported Roll was struck in the shoulder blade and hip while resisting arrest, and that deputies appeared to have followed protocols. The department won't comment until legal counsel has reviewed the suit. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.